Kenneth looked at the stairs again, relieved to see the party seemed to be finally breaking up. A man in flowing white robes with an entourage of guards was making his way down to the main floor, followed by another wearing a well-worn pair of Wranglers, an Oxford shirt with sleeves rolled up to the elbow, and a black felt cowboy hat. She wished Jeff were here. He would have gotten a kick out of the cultural differences between the men shaking hands at the bottom of the stairs. Sliding off the stool, she shook her head. "No, it's all yours." Before she'd even fully stepped aside, the old woman had forfeited her machine and climbed onto the vacant seat with the dexterity of someone half her age. "Good luck," Cass added. She grinned as she walked away, the senior's gruff voice grumbling to her back. "Don't you know it's bad luck to say good luck, sheesh?" Gamblers were notoriously superstitious. Her dad never went anywhere without his lucky rabbit's foot, though it certainly hadn't been lucky for the poor animal. The guard straightened as she neared, his stony gaze sending a chill up her spine. Cass shivered and lifted her chin in defiance. She bypassed him and turned to the other two. "Do you know my father, Rob Gardner? Is he up there?" She nodded upstairs, her stomach flipping nervously.
"Your father is a good player,"
the Arab said, his eyes a startling blue in his dark face. He was unbelievably attractive and knew it. His lips quirked with humor.
"You don't approve?"
No, she most certainly did not approve.
"Leave her be, Hakeem."
The raspy tone of the cowboy made the little hairs on the back of Cassandra's neck stand up as though electrically charged. She crossed her arms over suddenly sensitive breasts. His face was grim, eyes a dark chocolate brown filled with... Was that sympathy? Oh, hell no.
"Where's my dad?"
she again demanded. Frustrated with the males in front of her and the one upstairs, she pushed through the middle of them, frowning when her arm brushed the cowboy's rock-solid chest. The guard, relaxed now that the game had ended, stood aside to let her pass, and she snarled her thanks. She'd just taken a step when her dad finally appeared at the top. He straightened his stooped back and rounded shoulders and descended the stairs with aged dignity. Cassandra watched him, worried by the bleak line of his mouth and his refusal to meet her gaze. What had he done? Conscious of the men loitering at her back, she forced a smile and held her hand out in welcome.
"Daddy, I've been waiting for you."
His palm was sweaty, and she worried about his pallor. Whatever he'd done, they would get over it. He was all she had left. The rest didn't matter.
"I'm hungry. What do you say to a breakfast buffet?"
He looked over her shoulder before finally meeting her gaze, eyes lined and weary.
"Sure, honey. Whatever you want."
"You need to tell her." The rumble came from right behind her, and Cass knew, without looking, that it was the tall cowboy. She glanced at him, but his gaze was like his face, stoic, so she turned back to her dad.
"Tell me what, Dad?"
He glared at the man.
"Mind your own business, Shaughnessy."
"This is my business, mine and hers," Shaughnessy answered.
Anxiety rose like a swarm of angry bees. She squeezed her dad's hand, but he only dropped his gaze over his protruding belly to his shoes as if wishing for wings. Cassandra turned on the stairway and faced the cowboy, relieved that she didn't have to look up to meet his gaze.
"Tell me what this is about," she demanded.
"It seems I won myself a fiancé for the next week."
He swept the felt hat off his head and smacked it against a muscled thigh, his other hand rubbing his scalp through thick, mink-like hair that curled around his ears and neck.
"You."
Her legs wobbled, and his arm snapped out to swoop her off her feet before she fell. Held against a strong chest, Cass's lashes fluttered, and all she could think before she passed out was that her dad had just made a deal with the devil.